Citywide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, clearing skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the northwest between 10 and 15. Tonight, mostly clear, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 50s, with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies around the mid-30s. As we until Wednesday, sunny skies will still see temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 46.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA released the April World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate Report on Friday and didn't contain many market-moving surprises. Joe Vaklovic is the president of Standard Grain in Nashville and says USDA mainly tweaked some of the domestic numbers for corn, soybeans, and wheat.
When you start off with the U.S. corn balance sheets, USDA did increase its demand estimates pretty much across the board. They increased feed usage, they increased corn usage via ethanol, and they increased exports in total 150 million bushels. So we knocked that carryout projection for the United States from 1.5 last month down to 1.35 this month. And that was generally as expected. That was not a big surprise. I think the carryout number was slightly lighter than what the trade had penciled in, but it's not a surprise by any stretch.
Well, there were a few smaller changes to the U.S. soybean and wheat numbers.
U.S. soybeans, they made a couple very small adjustments, but the carryout number left unchanged at 120, also very close to expectation. So when you look at U.S. corn and U.S. soybeans, no surprises whatsoever, in my opinion. When you look at U.S. wheat, USDA made a couple of adjustments here. They raised the carryout by 16 million bushels versus last month, which is not much. They adjusted the feed number a little bit. They adjusted the import number. Nothing of significance there.
The more interesting changes came in world numbers, especially soybeans.
When you look at world corn, USDA did make a small adjustment lower for the Argentina crop. They went from 47.5 down to 47. Some people will argue and say that that cut should have been bigger. Argentina's had drought. They've had big crop issues. They only made a marginal adjustment lower. They left the Brazilian corn crop unchanged. When you look at world beans, USDA increased the estimate for Brazilian soybean production up to 136 million metric tons from 134 previously. So this big record bean crop in Brazil, the biggest bean crop any country has ever produced, continues to get bigger. That was noteworthy.
The global wheat numbers were also a bit of a surprise. That's Joe Vaklovic, Standard Grain. Tag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The latest initiative coming from the Biden administration at the federal level has many farmers and ranchers in the Mid-America region concerned about a federal land grab that could take farms and ranches away from local farmers.
We don't need the federal government telling us how to manage our land in the state of Kansas, period. What's this going to do to the family farms and ranches that have been around for centuries? It's going to destroy them.
That was Kansas farmer Mary Powell on KWCH News. The 30 by 30 plan is part of an executive order from Joe Biden wanting to preserve 30% of America's land and waters by 2030. Last week, the attorney generals from Kansas and Nebraska sent a letter to the Department of Interior opposing the 30 by 30 plan, calling it an overreach and saying the decisions are best made at the state, local, and individual levels. So far, it's unclear what land the federal government wants to protect in their plan. Right now, the federal government currently owns roughly 12% of the land in the United States. Mid-America Network News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in. And we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Surveyor, credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
A former Kansas utility worker has been charged with remotely tampering with a public water system's cleaning procedures, highlighting the difficulty smaller utilities face in protecting against hackers. The Kansas City Star reports that 22-year-old Wyatt Travnicek was charged last month with accessing the Post Rock Rural Water District systems in March of 2019, at roughly 2 months after he quit his job with the utility. A federal indictment says that Travnicek used a Samsung phone to remotely access the system and shut down its cleaning and disinfecting procedures. Post Rock utility officials declined to provide further details. Travnicek's attorney didn't respond to the Star's request for comment. In other news, police say a woman was killed inside a Kansas City apartment over the weekend, and a person suspected of killing her was later arrested. Police say the officers were called around 5 p.m. on Sunday to the complex in the city's Riverview neighborhood, where they found a woman dead inside her apartment. Investigators say a suspect had fled the area on foot and was found and arrested a short time later. Police had not identified the victim or the suspect by this morning and had not given any other details about how the woman died. Good American Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska Highway Patrol investigating after an Alliance police officer fired shots while trying to apprehend a suspect who allegedly tried to carjack two vehicles and then led officers on a chase. Alliance Police Chief Philip Lucan says a suspect fled after an officer tried to make a traffic stop late Friday, but the pursuit was called off. Later, officers saw a vehicle drive into the police department's parking lot as the driver yelled for help. Lucan said the vehicle the officer had pursued earlier ran into the car. During the altercation, the officer fired a gun. The suspect was later involved in a second carjacking attempt and was arrested. Nebraska lawmakers have set the stage for a new $230 million prison, even as other states closed theirs, but they stopped short of fully endorsing the idea. Lawmakers gave first-round approval to $14.9 million in state funding that would allow the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services to start designing and planning for a prison. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners Monday heard an update that Norfolk Construction will be completing the Haug Bridge in Lincoln Township and then moving the crane to the bridge a mile and a half north of Oquito on 12th Road. The county bridge crew is pouring concrete on the Swanson Bridge on 25th Road between Rock and Lincoln Townships, then will move to a bridge on 23rd Road in Guitard Township. Agency on Aging is tentatively planning to open in-house dining in Marshall County May 3rd. Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John and the board discussed the Department of Transportation grant application for development of infrastructure on North 11th Terrace, leading to the Partnership for Growth Business Park. The city is not opposed to the county applying for the grant. They encourage growth and development, but ask that it goes through the proper process. Plans must be submitted to the Planning Commission for approval before any development will be accepted by the city. Ellen Cook provided a map of a number of landowners in the footprint of the Irish Creek Wind Farm area who are against development of the wind farm, and a map of the entire county showing landowners who are against wind turbine development. There were several questions asked regarding the decommissioning report. There will be weekly meetings throughout the construction of the proposed project that will keep the board current on development and any issues that might arise. Washington County Commissioners discussed a new dump truck, opting to consider a new truck as opposed to a used one with warranty considerations. Commissioner Raleigh Ordine reported the van grant has been approved, and a general transportation van for residents will be based in Washington, with office space and storage to be determined. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging will coordinate the efforts, with service to begin sometime this summer. They will cover all costs involved, including driver's wages, office space, and utilities. Washington County will contribute 20% of the cost of the van. At least two drivers will be hired with transportation requests directed through the agency's Hiawatha office. The service will be available to any local residents with a fee schedule based on travel distance. Transportation may be arranged locally or to outlying communities, perhaps as far as Beatrice and Manhattan. Washington County Hospital Administrator Roxanne Schottel gave an update, noting that the biggest issue is finding qualified nursing staff. Sign-on bonuses ranging from $10,000 to $25,000 offered by some facilities are still not alleviating a shortage. With COVID, hospital charges and revenue were down, but are improving. COVID protocols were outlined. Schottel noted that 14 babies were delivered so far this year, with 23 more due through September in Washington County. Schottel inquired about home health options, and commissioners indicated that Washington County would have home health available. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week included a department heads meeting with discussions including security of the courthouse in the future, switching to a different phone service provider for county departments, and installing a fire alarm system in the courthouse. Following discussion last week on adding approximately 4.5 additional miles to the paver's contract extension, including a half-mile overlay on Juniper to Hickory Road and milling an overlay on Pickerel West for 3 miles beginning at Highway 77, the Gage County Board of Supervisors approved the effort unanimously. The highway superintendent suggested board members think about any roads that could possibly be turned back to gravel. Building and Grounds Committee discussed live streaming board meetings, and Human Resources discussed a new retirement plan. Active COVID cases continue declining in southeast Nebraska, with 27 positive tests in the 5-county Public Health Solutions District last week, which is the second lowest level since August. Vaccine clinics are available for those 18 and older, with appointments available online at vaccinate.ne.gov. Some 900 people took part in a mass vaccination clinic at the Gage County Fairgrounds in Beatrice last week. A mass clinic will be offered at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Fairbury this Thursday. A house fire in Blue Springs early Thursday morning resulted in the death of 5-year-old Emery Raminga, with 4 other occupants of the home suffering burn injuries. Blue Springs, Wymore, and Beatrice firefighters responded around 4 a.m. Thursday to the residence next to the ball field near Cherry and Grant Streets in Blue Springs. The home was fully engulfed and had extended to some materials outside and vehicles parked nearby. The fatality, a 5-year-old child, was found dead in a bedroom. An adult male was transported to Bryan West in Lincoln with life-threatening burn injuries. An adult female and 2 other children were taken to Beatrice Community Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries listed in stable condition. Cause was apparently accidental, and the state fire marshal was called in for investigation. Roger E. Pishney, age 71, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family visitation Monday, 6:30 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Roger Pishney. Richard D. Turner, age 68, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Hanover Mortuary in charge for Richard Turner. George Ann Mahwinney, age 77, passed away March 31st. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City. In German, the Table Rock Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for George Ann Mahwinney. Gretchen L. Winters, age 100, at Frankfort, passed away April 9th. Private burial service will be held at Frankfort Cemetery, with a visitation Wednesday 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Gretchen Winters. Emory Ann Raminga, age 5, of Blue Springs, passed away as a result of a house fire Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Emory Raminga.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central parts of the Midwest, high pressure system overhead. We have a low pressure system across the northern parts of the Midwest, bringing some rain showers and snow showers, and a system across the southern parts of the United States that will bring some showers and thunderstorms. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny for today, clear for tonight. We'll see dry weather over the next several days. We'll see temperatures ranging anywhere from the 50s and into the 60s. So across the area, clearing skies, lower 60s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, 33. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, temperature is in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, mid-30s. As we get into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 50s. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 34. And Thursday, isolated chances of rain. That's your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April 66, record high on this date 88, the average low 40, and the record low is 18. Sunset this evening 8:01, sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
How do you say the happiest place on earth in French? It's the day that Mickey Mouse said bonjour on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 12th, the 102nd day of the year. TV talk show host David Letterman was born on this day, and in 1992, Disneyland Paris opened in France. The $4 billion park was the second of its kind to open overseas, following the success of Tokyo Disneyland. Among all of the delicious fare, you can get a toasted ham and cheese sandwich at Disneyland Paris, but the traditional grilled cheese doesn't exist there. It's National Grilled Cheese Day here in the States, and for good reason. Grilled cheese is the second most favorite cheesy food behind pizza for Americans. And while there are many delicious combinations, the top grilled cheese choices are cheddar, followed by American, Swiss, and provolone. If you couldn't decide on what to make for dinner, just add tomato soup. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
KMD. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. Michael Taylor scored when Garrett Crotchett misplayed Andrew Benintendi's bunt in the 10th inning, sending the Kansas City Royals to a 4-3 victory over the Chicago White Sox. Taylor opened in the 9th on second base and advanced on Nicky Lopez's sacrifice after Whit Merrifield was walked intentionally. Benintendi bunted the ball right back to the mound. It looked as if Crotchett had time to get Taylor at the plate, but he spiked his throw and catcher Zach Collins couldn't come up with it. It was Chicago's second error of the day and 9th overall in the first 9 games. Hideki Matsuyama has become the first Japanese male to win a major championship. Matsuyama has captured the Masters by closing with a 1-over-73, good enough for a one-stroke win over Will Zalatoris. A 5-time winner on the PGA Tour, Matsuyama took control of the tournament with a brilliant 65 on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Oglaw Livestock Special Stock Cow. Cow-calf pair with our regular sale featuring the Maddox Cattle Company Maternalizer Bread Cow Sale Wednesday, April the 14th. Start time 8:30 Mountain on Wayups. 11:30 we'll sell the cow-calf pairs. Here's a partial dispersion from Mike and Eric Hagan. 115 Angus first calf to short-term heifers and cows with their calves at side. Also, you'll want to take advantage of the 15 elite 2-year-old red composite bulls that were selected for fitness and convenience traits that will sell after the cows. And the other stock cow consignments, 103 from White Glass Ranch, their spring and fall calving. Dahlgren Ranch, 100 red and red white face 3 to short-term stock cows, calf May 1st. Raker family at 70 black and red stock cows, their 3 to 5-year-olds, they're due May 1st. View all of our valued, high-quality consignments at OglawLive.com. Call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Wednesday, April the 14th. A special stock cow, cow-calf prayer sale, Ogallala Livestock.
Other MLB news on your Monday. Angels outfielder Dexter Fowler has a torn ACL in his left knee that requires season-ending surgery. Fowler was hurt when he took an awkward step on second base in Friday's game against Toronto. The Angels initially thought Fowler had avoided a serious injury until an MRI exam on Saturday found the tear. Martin Truex Jr. battled teammate Denny Hamlin for the lead before winning Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series race at Martinsville Speedway. Truex nudged Hamlin repeatedly in the turns and tried to get to his inside on the straightaways without success. Truex finally made the pass with 15 laps to go, ducking underneath Hamlin coming out of the second turn. Truex sailed off to victory without another challenge as Hamlin and Chase Elliott battled the rest of the way for second. Chase Elliott was second, followed by Hamlin, William Byron, and Kyle Larson. Kansas City Royals in action today. They'll meet up with the Los Angeles Angels 7:10 first pitch. Mid-America Network Sports.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tension Envelope is ingenuity at work. Headquartered in Kansas City with a manufacturing plant in Marysville, Tension manufactures billions of envelopes every year and works with some of the biggest names in the business. They're a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Committed to quality, innovation, and excellence, Tension has been providing solutions for their customers for generations. For career and other opportunities, learn more on their website, tensionenvelope.com.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Grow your own cabbage to use fresh, cooked, or fermented. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Green cabbage has dark green outer leaves covering smooth, pale to medium green inner leaves. Use it within a few days of harvest when serving it raw. Green cabbage used for cooked dishes can be stored in the refrigerator for about 2 weeks. Savoy cabbage has crinkly blue-green leaves, making it an attractive addition to edible ornamental gardens and containers. The richly flavored leaves are ideal for using raw in salads or cooked in your favorite recipe. It only keeps for about 4 days. Red cabbage tends to have smaller and denser heads and a slight peppery flavor. It will turn an ugly blue-gray when cooked with vinegar or prepared with anything other than stainless steel knives and pans. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
Good salesman can sell you an item you need. Great salesman find a way to sell you many items you need. That was the plan that one company had to sell you more than just a windmill. Their story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. We may think that using windmills to generate electric power is a fairly recent piece of technology, but as Coy Harris, executive director of the American Windmill Museum, explains, it's an idea about a century old.
Well, back in the early 20s, they started looking at using the props off airplanes from World War I to drive generators. And they started the small industry of making wind chargers.
One of the companies that marketed wind chargers was selling more than just windmills.
The Zenith Radio Corporation bought a small company out in Illinois, I think, and started making a Zenith wind charger. And they would sell that to the farmer. You'd put it on top of your roof. Wasn't a very big one. It would generate enough electricity to charge up a glass battery and run a 100-watt light bulb and a radio.
Today, the windmills generating power have grown and must withstand the tremendous power of the wind.
You double the wind speed, you get 8 times the power out. So on those big wind turbines that you see, they're cruising along there, say a 20-mile-an-hour wind, and a 40-mile-an-hour gust comes through there. Well, that wind turbine has to absorb 8 times the power all of a sudden.
While the towers may be taller, the challenge is one that has faced windmills from the beginning.
They operate the same way that a water pumping windmill does. It has to take care of itself in that same wind, govern itself, don't put out too much power, and it gets all blown over.
It's just part of the story, shared at the largest museum of its kind, the American Windmill Museum. Traveling the countryside in Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
You can't smell it, you can't see it, but if it's in your home, it could cause health problems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Have your house tested for radon as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
In my area of the country, we have high levels of radon, which is a natural gas generated from the decay of uranium in the soil. Radon seeps up through cracks in the ground and into your house, and according to the Environmental Protection Agency, is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. Jay Solomon is an Extension Environmental and Energy Stewardship Educator at the University of Illinois. He says the gas doesn't have a smell or a color, so the only way to know if it's lurking in your home is by testing the footprint of the building.
Which means you test each foundation type that is in direct contact with the soil or other materials or directly above the soil. Measurements should be made at each of the lowest structural areas suitable for occupancy in those different zones, whether you got a basement, a slab on grade, or over a crawl space.
He says the first step is to do an initial screening. This is an inexpensive short-term test that's available at hardware stores, online labs, or from a licensed technician.
A short-term test is less than 90 days, and most of these average somewhere in the 2 to 7 day range. And that depends a little bit on what test kit and the protocol the lab recommends with that. And think about this like taking your blood pressure. It's not a definitive answer, but it is a quick check to see if there's a red flag needing to look more into it.
Radon levels above 4 picocuries per liter are a call for mitigation action. That usually means installing a venting system under the lowest level. A fan pulls air from the soil and exhausts it outside through a pipe. Learn more about radon at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I love hosting family and friends for dinner. The more, the merrier. But sometimes plans get interrupted and people have to postpone. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Just like interrupted dinner plans, sometimes the goals and plans you have for your life change. I suspect many of us have had things change this past year. Getting married maybe looked different than expected. College departures were delayed, and retirement was suddenly a little further away. Each of those things can impact your financial strategy and might mean you need to make some adjustments. Change plans can also mean you may need to update important documents like your beneficiaries, your will, and your investments. The good news is you don't have to go it alone. As plans change, talk to your loved ones. And it might also be helpful to talk to a financial professional. No matter where you're at in life, each stage, and yes, each change, is a chance to make sure your financial decisions reflect your faith. You'll find financial clarity so you can live a more meaningful and generous life.
The World Pork Expo is back, and it'll be a face-to-face event. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For farmers planting treated seed, here's a stewardship reminder from Stephanie Darnell, Seed Treatment Stewardship Manager for BASF.
The Growing Matters Coalition is reminding farmers and applicators to be sure to read and follow the label and use advanced seed flow lubricants to minimize dust-off. Also, be sure to cover and clean up seed spills and communicate with local beekeepers to help protect pollinators and other wildlife this planting season.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. There was no 2020 World Pork Expo because of the pandemic, but the National Pork Producers Council is planning to hold the 21 Expo, and it'll be an in-person event. Doug Fricke, Director of Trade Show Marketing, says safety protocols will be in place.
Watching what both state and local have, as well as the federal CDC guidelines. And as we monitor those, we'll be announcing what things will be in place when folks arrive at this show. And it should be a good environment for everyone to relax and enjoy the company of others at the event.
Over the last few months, many farm shows switched to virtual events. Fricke agrees they were not without their problems.
Say you run across something where you get people kicked off. Will they get back on? There's just so many distractions with folks when they don't leave the farm and come in to physically the show itself. And I think that's the big thing that a live event helps you with, is you've got that connection with other people, whereas sitting behind your computer and just looking at folks, sometimes it's just not the same.
The World Pork Expo will be in Des Moines, Iowa on June 9, 10, and 11. Register now at worldpork.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Find your next herd sire at Herbster Angus Farms. Join them Monday, April 12th for the 10th annual Top Cut Herbster Angus Farms Bull and Female Sale at Marysville Livestock Auction. Herbster Angus Farms bulls have been vetted for performance, structural soundness, carcass quality, and their ability to improve your next generation, both in the pasture and on the rail. Visit HerbsterAngusFarms.com for more information. And join them Monday, April 12th. Sale begins at 1 at Marysville Livestock.
Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network. The United States Supreme Court could hear oral arguments in the long-running feud between the ethanol and oil industries and the Environmental Protection Agency over small refinery ethanol waivers. Renewable Fuels Association's Jeff Cooper says the High Court could soon take up the appeal by Holly Frontier and CVR Energy of the refiner's lower court loss in defending ethanol waivers received from the EPA.
We're about, you know, 2.5 weeks away from oral arguments in the Supreme Court. We were very pleased to see 8 states file an amicus brief in support of our arguments.
The Supreme Court agreed to review a 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that overturned several small refinery ethanol waivers by EPA that the agency is now stepping back from.
And of course, we also saw EPA file a brief that supports our arguments and really you know, I think made some very solid arguments that should resonate with the court.
RFA, National Corn Growers, National Farmers Union, and the American Coalition for Ethanol won the lower court ruling against the retroactive waivers that they claim cost the industry more than 4 billion gallons in lost demand. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great parts selection. Order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. Soil warming up. Western Kansas, southwest and northwest Kansas, 49 to 53 degrees. South central Kansas, still the warmest across the Sunflower State, 57 to 61 degrees. Warming up in Oklahoma, too. Central and south central Oklahoma, 59 to 62 degrees. A little cooler northeast, 55 to 57. And the panhandle still struggling a bit. Soil temperature at a 2-inch depth in the Oklahoma panhandle is at 51 to 53 degrees. So a ways to go still in the panhandle. Ag News soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn, and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/KSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/KSVaccine. Paid for by
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas. Building a special stock cow and bred every sale Wednesday, April 14th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. This sale will feature over 550 black, red Angus, and fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old, be bred to Angus, black Simmental, and red Angus bulls for late August through October calving. There will be 235 black white face, red, and black Angus fall bred first calf heifers, be bred for August through October calving. We'll have 225 black white face, and red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45 day old calves by side, plus 25 Hereford first calf heifers with black white face calves. There'll be 125 black white face, Hereford, black, and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old with 30 to 60 day old calves. 175 red Angus, black white face, black, and Hereford replacement heifers. They'll be ready to breed. We will also be selling several registered Angus and Balancer yearling bulls. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April 14th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden releasing the fiscal 2022 budget proposal today, less than 6 months before a new budget year begins. The budget will only cover discretionary spending, those programs subject to annual appropriations, including research and rural development programs at the USDA. The release of the budget allows congressional appropriators to move ahead with writing the 2022 spending bills. The Farmers to Families Food Box program picked up an endorsement from a key senator, that be Democratic Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois. He said he thinks the Trump administration got it right. The Illinois Democrat sits on both the Ag and Appropriations Committees, says the program has largely been effective in aiding the hungry folks as well as farmers and food distributors. He acknowledges, though, the need to better involve minority and women farmers and target the areas of greatest need. The head of the Greater Chicago Food Depository said the boxes need to be smaller. Recipients should have the option to choose their own foods as well. Say to do it in a way that honors people's dignity, which also, by the way, prevents food waste. Produce and dairy groups, among others, emphasizing the benefits of their products as USDA considers whether to continue the program in some form or fashion. USDA will have spent nearly $5 billion on the program by the end of April. And Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says next-generation biofuels could smooth America's path to net-zero emissions by 2050 by powering airplanes and ships that are difficult to electrify. She announced that the department is offering $61.4 million in grants to research into technologies that convert biomass like crop waste, food waste, and algae into a liquid fuel. She said hopefully within 5 to 10 years be able to see it fully deployed for shipping and air. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers are in a frenzy with spring planting. In the rush to get crops in the ground, safety should not be an afterthought. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT AgriMax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher load capacity. BKT AgriMax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Planting season is a critical time when it comes to safety. Just like fall harvest, you may be putting in long hours during the rush to get things done. Josie Rudolphy is an extension specialist at the University of Illinois. She says, before you begin field work, it's wise to reorient yourself to the fields, the machinery, and the environment that you maybe haven't been in for several months.
And things we can easily forget about are overhead power lines in fields or ditches and gullies, and other types of field hazards. And this is really, really important for those of you who may be hiring seasonal help and who are not super familiar with the fields like you are. So think about providing an overview of a field for your new employee or your seasonal employee.
We do all we can to prevent emergencies, but she says you need to be prepared just in case. This includes having a list of 911 addresses for all farms and fields in every vehicle.
A lot of us have nicknames for our farms, and unfortunately, not everybody in the community is familiar with those nicknames. So that if there is an emergency, if we're on, you know, the shady farm, I can run to a vehicle, I can find that list, I can call 911, and I can tell them our 911 address, and that'll just make getting emergency services much faster.
Include first aid kits and cell phone chargers in all vehicles and get enough sleep. Rudolphy says not getting enough Z's can slow down response time and cause difficulty with concentration, problem solving, and communication. I'm Jody Henke. Find more spring planting safety tips at agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network really struggling with corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat here on Monday. Just not going well at all. May soybeans down 21 and a half at 1381 and a half. July beans down 20 and three quarters at 1377 and a half. May soybean meal is down $1.60 at 399.60. July is down $1.70 at 403.80. May bean oil is down 90 points at 51.95. July is down 97 at 49.96. So not a good day in the soy complex. May corn down 8.5, 568 and three quarters. July down 7.25 at 555 and a half. May Kansas City wheat down 7.25 at 579 and a quarter. July KC wheat is down 7.25 at 587. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat struggling as well. So not a good day so far for corn, soybeans, or for Kansas City wheat. Cotton is working lower. May cotton down 171 points at 80.69. July is down 171 points at 82.03. Having some struggles today. And the livestock complex, we're having some issues there as well for cattle. April live cattle down 62, 122.80. June down 40 at 122.17. Each of the back months is lower. Feeder cattle April feeders at 144.05, down 70. May feeders at 149.47, down 15. The back months are mixed, but having some issues with both fat cattle and feeder cattle. The front month in hogs is up, barely. April hogs at 103.50, that's up 2 cents. After that, everything is down, and most by well over a dollar. So really having some issues today in our futures markets. Gold is sharply lower. April gold is down $7.10 at $1,736.20. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEgFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the sun seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how. Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? cover of October skies. To the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low in all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush in all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Or can I just make some more
Black Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.